Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
I know that was a long introduction. Lord have mercy, trying to multitask at the top of the show. Same time, of course, when the show is on, I get phone calls and whatever. Multitasking completed. Listen, thank you so much. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. And what I am, who I am, is a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. And what does that mean? That means that my destiny, my purpose on this planet, at least for now, listen, I don't know what the universe is going to bring me tomorrow, but at least for now, in this moment, I am here to share what I learned about how to experience more happiness in my own life. And before I get to that, let me just define happiness for you. Let me give you my definition of happiness. And my definition of happiness is to be able to feel a sense of balance, a sense of peace, a sense of knowing that everything that is happening is in order, to know and to trust. That everything that is unfolding, everything that happens to me, everything, not just the things I like, not just the things that, ooh, this is fun. No, everything that happens, and see, that's the rub, that's the truth. Everything is there to get me to another place of growth, to get me to another place of consciousness, to get me to another place of evolution, to get me to another, to get me to a different level of being, as in other words, to grow. You know, I love telling this story, this example of before the World Trade Center. I don't know how many of you out there have been to the World Trade Center, but before it was blown up. But I remember standing on the top of the World Trade Center, one of the towers. It was actually the tower that had the antenna on it. And I remember looking around, doing a total 360. And from the top of the World Trade Center, I could see planes, small planes beneath me, planes flying beneath me. I'll never forget. And I could see the top of the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, it is a view that I've never been up that high before, ever. Never been to the Sears Tower. So anyway, that was the tallest, and I'm afraid of heights. So that, I remember looking around and just seeing so many, you know, far out, seeing the boroughs of New York. And that's what... And that's why this growth is so important, because there's a different view, there's a different level of perception, there is a different, your eyes see different things when you're on the top, looking all over the world, looking as far as your eye can see, as opposed to being in the lobby. And so with growth comes more perspectives. Now, what does that mean, more perspectives? That means that I no longer look at the same problem, the same challenge, the same thing, the way I used to look at it 6 months ago or the way I used to look at it a year ago. Let me be more specific. If you listen to the show, you know I've moved from California, been, you know, California born and raised forever. And I've moved to Oregon. At the end of this month, end of February, I'll have been living in Oregon for 5 months. Now, unknowns to me, I mean, my world, my life, the way I knew it, of course, in California, has been just upside down, uprooted, and I mean, it's just changed. The external has changed. And quite frankly, I'm feeling the internal is changing too. And when I say change, I mean there's growth. There are things that I used to believe, there are things that I used to think were important. They're just not important anymore. And that is the key. The key is, do you on a regular basis monitor, notice, pay attention to your own growth? How are you different today than you were last week? How are you different today than you were last year? And when I ask those questions, I really want you to be specific, because it's like anything else. It's like celebrating a birthday or celebrating a holiday, celebrating Christmas or celebrating the 4th of July or New Year's Day. Whatever holidays you celebrate, it's the same. You know, I'm up here trying to push growth as a celebration. Where are the awards for personal growth? The interesting thing, these awards, this notion that growth, personal growth is, I'm not even going to say it's not important. I think it's the most important. When you can predict how someone is going to behave, especially if you've known them for decades, you've known them all your life, and you can make a prediction. When you really, really know somebody, you know what bothers them, you know what upsets them, you know what pushes their buttons. Am I right? I mean, you know what your mother likes and doesn't like. You know what your father approves of and doesn't approve of. You know what your mate gets bothered by, right? And what I'm here to say is that when you grow, all of those things that used to bother you, all of those buttons, all of those things, you don't recognize the person anymore. Because what used to be important, what used to be serious, and what used to matter doesn't matter when you grow. Okay, the topic for today, which is really, I mean, if you listen to the show, let me just put a warning up. I like to a warning sign, okay? Because let me tell you something. This message, my message, what I've learned, and I got my hand up because what I've learned today can change tomorrow. But what I've learned about the truth about happiness. The truth about happiness is that it goes along with a sense of vibration. How are you feeling? What is your vibration in any moment? Are you fearful? Are you scared? Are you sad? Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Are you annoyed? See, or are you peaceful? Are you content? Are you satisfied? Today's topic, which is one of my favorites, and it's one, I didn't even Did I give you my definition of happiness? Okay, my definition of happiness, is, I think I did, is to be able to be at peace, to feel calm, to feel balanced, to feel relaxed, regardless of what's happening out there in the world or inside your house. So let's get back to this selling dissatisfaction, which that is the topic of today's show. I've been interviewed on a lot of different shows over my, you know, period of time that I've been called out there. I've had my own radio show over 8 years, online radio show, and, you know, there was a time when I had guests every week, and there was times it's just me in the audience, and it just evolved into this. I love having guests. However, if I have a guest, it's all via inspiration. I don't go out and look for people to be on the show, even though I don't even know why I'm even getting off topic. And I can. If you've listened to the show, you know I can go on. But what I'm saying is everything that I'm doing in this life right now, every single moment, every decision is all inspiration-based. And with that said, honestly, I have my hand up in the air. With that said, there have been a lot of moments, there have been a lot of days where I really don't do too much of anything. Now, when I was living in California, there was always something to do. I was on a schedule. I had fitness classes that I taught. I taught classes every day, I think, except for Saturdays. Yeah, every day except for Saturdays. Yep, every day. Trying to remember back. And here, I'm going to start teaching on Thursdays, one class a week. Now, my point is this. Don't think that I don't have or don't have these thoughts of, oh, you're not doing enough, and your numbers on social media is higher. Well, they're low, they're higher. You know, more followers, more listeners. All of those thoughts. It's really a sense of vibration of an energy of dissatisfaction. And my hand is up because I've been on so many different shows as an interviewee, and even in the last few months. But what is out there is a selling dissatisfaction. I mean, people are selling out to the world, are you satisfied or are you dissatisfied? I mean, even the television, even the TV commercials, it's all about being dissatisfied, not happy with the present moment, wanting something different than what is, wanting something, quote, and I use air quotes because, you know, I don't use labels, wanting something better than this present moment. And this selling of dissatisfaction is a virus. It's a cancer. It's permeated in everything out there. Everything from and listen, I like rap. I'm just gonna tell you. Now I don't like all rap, but there are some rappers I really like. I really love their music. And one of the things, if you look at rap videos, you know, it's always about the what I have, how much I have. Listen, I'm not judging. I'm just saying what the truth. What I have, how much I have, how many diamonds I have, where I live, what I'm driving, my chick, my girl, my guy. But to tell the truth. In fact, there is a young woman who is I say new to the game, but she's not really new. She's been on the scene for a while, but she's new to the rap game. And her name is Cardi B. Cardi B, C-A-R-D-I-B. Now, I love her personality. I think she's talented. I mean, she's just way out there. But one of the things that I really appreciate this woman, and I have never heard anybody in the inner, well, I haven't heard it. I haven't heard, and I'm not going to pretend that I hear everything, but I haven't heard somebody that has risen to fame so quickly as this young woman has. I believe she's in her mid-20s. I mean, risen to fame from being a stripper, okay, being a stripper for years, and then also wanting to do music. I mean, music is her passion. She loves music and rap music. And so, but what happened, because I'm following this young woman, looking at some Instagram videos, and listen, she's not for everybody, okay? I'm just letting you know, she's not. But what she has honestly said on her live videos, on her live Instagram videos, is that I thought that being in the music industry was going to be a dream come true. Doing my music, filling up stadiums. I mean, she's traveled all over the world now. She gives concerts all over the world. Again, rap concerts. So, you know, it's everybody's taste is different. But there is an energy. She went on, and she did this for like minutes, maybe 20 minutes, of how disillusioned and how she was happier. Okay. When she didn't have the fame, she was happier being able to go wherever she wanted to. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Sia, I don't know if you know Sia, it's spelled S-I-A. She's a songwriter, and she's one of my favorites. She's got to be one of my big favorites, music, as far as singing, the songs that she writes. She's written songs for Rihanna, for Christina Aguilera, for Beyonce. I mean, she's out there. But when she performs with a wig over her face. She performs with her eyes covered up. In other words, she doesn't want to be recognized for that same reason. Now, meaning that the price of fame, the price of being out there and being recognizable has a cost. Now, my point is this. There is an energy, a vibration of a dissatisfaction. In other words, feeling dissatisfied with your present moment. And everyone out there is selling and or programmed to feel, be dissatisfied. Oh, I got to travel more. Oh, I have to, whatever it is, I have to do more of it. I'm not happy with where I am. I want something different. I'm not satisfied with where I am. I want something different. And let me tell you something, people. All of the self, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of the self-help, a lot of the gurus, a lot of the big muckety mucks out there they ask this question. It's not even ask a question. It's throw it in your face that you can't be satisfied with what's going on, right? You want more in your life, right? You want something, you know, your vision boards, right? I want something else. I want a relationship. I want something else. And this wanting, this being dissatisfied, I love it because it's so clear and simple. This being dissatisfied, feeling dissatisfied, if you're dissatisfied in this moment, in this present moment, trust me, you will take that energy, that vibration of dissatisfaction into your future moment. It's really a big, I don't want to say big, but it's really out there. Ask anybody if they're satisfied. Are you satisfied? Now, I've told this story before. I'm going to tell it again. One of the, you know, the woman in the world who, quote, unquote, has everything. Who is it? It's Oprah. And there were maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I don't remember exactly when it is, because what the universe has gifted me with is not having a good memory about anything in the past. Thank you for that, universe. Say it was 3 years ago. And Oprah put out a documentary, and it was called Belief, B-E-L-I-E-F. And it was over a period, I think, 3 years that she put together a lot of different religions and their beliefs. And so when she had it, and it aired on her own television station. I believe it aired every Sunday for 4 weeks or 5 weeks. It was a series. With all of that said, she needed people to advertise because, you know, she didn't have her TV show, so she needed people that advertise. So she reached out to a lot of the people in the spiritual self-help world that she knew and peons like me who have a little bit of a following, right? Can you advertise this series, this documentary? And she wanted people to have belief parties at their houses, you know, on and on and on. So with all of that said, forgive me if you've heard the story more than once, but anyway, it's a very powerful story if you ask me, and I'm the only one you're asking. So she went on a conference call with all of the peons, all of us little people. And she was being interviewed, and, you know, she just wanted to say thank you for, I don't know if she said thank you, but she wanted to, you know, promote the show, the documentary Belief. And I remember she told a story, and it was around the same time the Pope was visiting the United States. So while Oprah is being interviewed, and I'm on a teleconference call, so there's a little over 1,000 of us that are on this call, this live call with Oprah. Now, we can't talk to her, we can't ask any questions, but we can listen, we can listen. And I'm listening, and this is the first time I've listened to this woman without a script, you know, not on TV, and I'm listening, and I get a sense of, okay, this is a polished woman, very, you know, come on, she knows how to speak. What I want to say is a script, on script, that's what I want to say. It was on script. And then she tells a story about how she met, or even, I don't know if she met, but was in the same room as the Pope, and when the Pope visited the United States. And she said, you know, I can tell that he was a man of God. I can tell that this man was special. And she's telling this story while we're all on this conference call. And this woman broke the script, and she went into her real, you know, being, I mean, really with the real comment, a real message. And she said, now, a woman that has everything that money could buy, correct? Everything. All the connections. I mean, nobody's going to turn down a phone call from Oprah. All of the connections, all the money, all of the houses, all everything. And when she got off the script, she says, you know, I can tell this guy, I can tell that the Pope was a man of God because he exuded peace. She used the word peace. I use the word peace the same as I use happiness. It's the same thing. If you're peaceful, internally peaceful, I mean, as happiness, right? That's how I use, that's what I mean. When I say happiness, I really do mean peace, balance, contentment, a state of openness, state of surrender, a state of trust. She said that this man exuded peace. And then she went into her Oprah, you know, her Oprah accent, which I'm going to attempt to do right now. She says, I wish I had some of that peace. That's exactly what she said. I wish I had some of that peace. Now, the point is this, it's obvious. A woman that has everything, everything, is still dissatisfied. Now, I'm not saying she's dissatisfied, but still puts out, I want some of that peace. And that's all I'm talking about here, people. When I'm saying, when I'm talking about being dissatisfied, it's really a practice of deprogramming, okay? Because it is a programming of being dissatisfied. I mean, we come out, we don't come out wanting something other than who we are or what we have. We all learn that. I want something else. I want something more. I'm dissatisfied. The sense of dissatisfaction is a programming that will, listen, I'm just speaking for myself, that keeps me in a place of unbalance, unease. It's a wrestling with the thoughts, okay? Because the sense of dissatisfaction always starts with these little letters that come together and make words, and the little words that come together that make sentences, and the sentences that make chapters, and now you got a story of why you're dissatisfied. And it's really becoming clear to me, clearer, because being in this new place. And if you listen to the show, you know I'm working on my second book, Program for Unhappiness. But being in this place, and there are days, and I'm just opening up, there are days when I literally do nothing. I mean, when I say nothing, I mean, you know, pittering around the house, washing, you know, the household things. I mean, literally nothing anybody would label productive. Meaning, I'm not writing today. I don't feel inspired to write today. Now, inside my head, I get these thoughts of, okay, so you're not writing, so you're not productive, so that's the reason for your mood, that's the reason for your vibration, that's the reason for your not feeling connected. It's because you're not writing, because you're not disciplined enough to write every day, right? So these are all the thoughts that I hear that never go away. And I have this constant battle with, well, if I started writing, and maybe if I wrote for, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours a day, then I feel better about myself, or I feel better about the situation, or I would shift my energy if I was writing something productive. You follow me? And that's the lesson. My mood, my vibration, my energy, my sense of satisfaction does not come from whether or not I'm writing or I finished a chapter. And that's what really just has been thrown in my face, because, listen, I'm my number one critic. I'm my number one, I can judge and criticize what I'm doing and what I'm not doing in a second. Anybody out there know what I'm talking about? But the bigger lesson is, can I get to a point where I'm satisfied with just being? And when I say not doing anything, I mean not doing anything. Well, let me strike that. Not doing anything that my ego would give me a star for. See, my ego wants me to believe that, okay, if you're more disciplined, you would sit down and write for three hours, 4 hours a day. I mean, you got nothing else to do. Right? Thoughts? You know, let me just, this is one of my favorite quotes from Abraham. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And it really is about the journey, my dear audience. It really is about the journey. And so what you believe, you will experience. When you think something is great, you get to experience that. When you think something is terrible, you get to experience that. We are all living our interpretation of our events, our interpretation, our judgments of the event. And I'm here to say is to rise above that voice, rise above that, that critical voice, meaning no resisting it, no pushing it aside, no wanting the voice to say something different. No, we're not going to resist. We're going to accept, but we're going to recognize that voice, that second voice, that critical voice, that ego, whatever you want to put a label on it, keeps us in a state of feeling dissatisfied. So what do you do? What's the solution? What's the solution? Well, what I always do is I ask the universe for help. I do not, listen, I'm so lazy. I don't want to figure this stuff out myself. Universe, how do I vibrate satisfaction and energy of satisfaction in every moment? How do I vibrate an energy of balance, of trust, of satisfaction in every moment? How? See, there's a lot of praying and asking for things and for different circumstances. But I'm here to say that I just want to go higher. How do I get from being on the top of the World Trade Center to being on top of the earth, to being on top of the sun, to being on top of the, what is it, Alpha Centauri? I know that's the closest star to earth, right? Let's hope. Let's hope it is. You know what I'm talking about. How do I get there, universe? Take me there. That's what I want. I want a level. I want more consciousness. You know what else is really, really, you know, I talk about things being important. The conscious state, being able to remain open and remain fluid. I use this word fluid. I don't know if I used it last week, but it's one of my favorite words, to be fluid, meaning to be open to all possibilities, to be open to, you know, I'm looking out at trees right now, and these trees are accepting of all kinds of weather and all kinds of possibilities and all kinds of animals and all kinds of things that go on. Being open and being fluid is huge. I remember years ago, I was rigid, Rebecca Ridget Norrington. Rigid in the sense of you couldn't change my beliefs. Even with this, my dear audience, even with this, I might come next week and have a totally different philosophy. But I'm still rooted in the consciousness of trusting that whatever is happening is supposed to happen. And whatever is not happening is not supposed to happen. Period. Trust. When you trust, there's no reason to worry. Whatever is happening, no matter what my eyes may tell me, no matter what my thoughts might try to scare me into believing, the truth is, we are all in a place where we need to be. All of us. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how it feels like. You are in whatever situation you're in for a reason. I know it's hard to hear. I know I want something different, but I'm here to say, When you really sit with that and accept, okay, universe, here I am, not my plan. I wouldn't have wanted this. No, thank you. I wouldn't want to experience this, but apparently I'm experiencing this for a reason. I mean, I can give you a list. I could write a list of what I don't think I needed to experience. I could write a list of what's wrong with this picture. And I'm here to tell you, I'm actually here to beg you to begin to look at the world differently and to look at your life differently and to look at this life with not what you think you know or what you're programmed to believe, but look at the life with openness. And here we go. Can you get excited about uncertainty? Can you get excited about not knowing? Can you get excited about trusting the plan? Can you get excited about that? Can you get excited about giving up this illusion that you have control over what's happening, that you worked hard and you got what you got because of you? Can you let go of that? But it doesn't make sense, Rebecca. Of course I got what I got because of me. If I didn't go to law school, if I didn't, you know, apply for that job, I wouldn't have had the job. And if I didn't write all these words down, I wouldn't have had the first book. Well, let me say this. The programming of working, let me strike that. There is a programming that's out there that, yes, you have to work hard. And I'm telling you right now, look out in nature, and there is nothing that is hard for nature, for Mother Nature. Absolutely nothing. From the storms that brew, from the growth that comes to the ground, from the animals, there's nothing difficult about it. Take your body, take your physical body, the way it operates. Gotta keep breathing, gotta make sure those skin cells slough off. Got to make sure I have new skin cells. Got to make sure my brain is turned on. Got to make sure I put one right foot in front of the left foot. Now I'm walking. There is no thought to that. It happens automatically, and I'm here to say that practicing trust and letting go of this picture, of this vision, that I think is best or that I want. You know, all wants and all desires are come straight from the ego. This sense of being satisfied with what is, this sense of being satisfied with not only self, but the planet, the world, and its state. Do you look out in the world and find fault? Do you find something wrong? Do you think something needs to be changed? There's a bigger picture. There's a different view that you can have. You know, I know it's toward the end of the show, but I have a lot of favorite authors, but the one that I'm really into now is David Hawkins, Hawkins. I mean, this guy is so deep. I'm reading The Eye of the Eye, From Which Nothing is Hidden. He was alive, man. He'd be, oh my God. This man, you can actually watch videos of him too on YouTube. David Hawkins, Hawkins. And he's I just want to read this just because it's really interesting. He talks about attitude. He talks about being humility, being humble. He talks about what's a miracle. And I just have to read this. It says the willingness to overlook and forgive, kindness. The willingness to overlook and forgive, kindness, also known as kindness. You know, I really want you to, this is for you. This being kind and overlook and forgive is for you. So as a serious spiritual student, one has to resign from the self-appointed duties of being the one to judge, correct, control, direct, change the world, and express opinions about everything. Is that what I'm doing? Mm. As a serious spiritual student, one is no longer obligated to continue these chores, and instead, they are tuned over to divine justice. So the question is, right, because, you know, I don't do hypotheticals, but how do we right the evil in the world? Well, trust me, all evil, all of that which is not consciousness, which is not in the highest spirit, the highest energy, that doesn't calibrate higher than, I mean that calibrates higher than human nature. All of this stuff will fall. Every single dictator, every single person that has a, in other words, there is a cause and effect. The evil cannot stand. It's impossible. You know, I'm getting off on a tangent now. I don't want to do that. Blah 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 blah. Now I just want to share that. He's talking about giving up causes and rallies for the oppressed, downtrodden, and other victims. Each person is merely fulfilling their own destiny. So we all are fulfilling our own destiny. And allow these people, meaning other people other than you, to do that. You know, I don't even know if I'm making sense anymore because I'm trying to feel this out. But what I want to end with is you are not alone. You have an ally. You have an army. You have guidance from the universe. And even my people that are out there that are atheists, which is, listen, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. When I say atheist, I mean not a believing in God. You don't even have to believe in God. But there is an energy out there. And all of this energy, and there are laws to the universe. Now, I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what your title is. If you jump off of a three-story building, you're going to fall down. The law of gravity is there, period. And there are laws of cause and effect. And there are laws what's the big one? Attraction. Now, when I say laws of attraction, it's not, oh, yeah, you know, I visualize a new house and I get my new house. No, I'm talking about attracting like vibrations. So it's really about that person, you, my dear audience, the person that's in the mirror. It's about your journey. It's about your beliefs, your perception of what your journey looks like, feels like, should look like, should feel like. I mean, that should word. And when at the end of the week, I have to throw this out. Being grateful and thanking the universe for how this day looks. Because even me throwing it out there, I didn't do anything, is a judgment and a critique. What if I grew in that day, personal growth? What if I recognize that I'm not going to get any satisfaction out of writing? What I get satisfaction out of is just being. What if I had a light bulb and it hit me? Oh, what? Satisfaction just by being, what? Is my dissatisfaction based on what man looks at and what man feels is important and what man feels like is an accomplishment? Or is my satisfaction based on what God thinks it's just an accomplishment, whatever that could be? I mean, I'll tell you right now, God's not impressed with your money or your titles or you know, out there working it. You know what? Let me scratch that. I don't know. Let me just throw that out. I have no idea. But it's time to shift this out there view and come all the way back to this inside view. And come all the way back to a sense of feeling satisfied. And come all the way back to recognizing what this world doesn't recognize. Come back to loving, appreciating, acknowledging, trusting that it is perfection unfolding. Your eyes might deceive you. Your bank account might deceive you. Your health might deceive you. Your relationships might let you down. Well, that's only if you have expectations. But this universal entity, energy, never does. Whatever is unfolding is supposed to happen. Whatever is not happening is not supposed to happen. It's very simple. The energy of satisfaction, the energy of being satisfied, feeling satisfied with all of it, not easy, but the practice will take you to another level. The practice of feeling satisfied, of being okay with the present moment, will take you to a place of peace in all moments. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, which is heard every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Instagram is Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality is on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com, and or you can buy a hard copy on Lulu. That's Lulu.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, who knows when it's going to be finished, but I'm satisfied with every bit of progress or every lack of progress. until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Thank you. Talk to you next week. Have a great week. Have great moments. There you go.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.